Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Nothing really going on today.
Oh, no.
Pretty silent. No, yeah. Of course. There's a ton of stuff going on. Some of this is fun stuff to get to. The world we live in right now is as insane as I ever remember. I think we're at an all-time high right now. Let's start with the Dorcas.
Mm-hmm. Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary, he was on CBS this morning and was asked if there's any concern about a terrorist attack fueled by the Israel-Hamas war that now directly involves Iran. After all, we've had upwards of 10 million people enter the country in the last couple of years. That might be a problem if we are worried about a terror attack within the United States.
Right.
We have seen an increase in anti-Semitism. We have seen an increase in Islamophobia following the October 7th terrorist attacks. There is no question, as Director Ray of the FBI.
Hold on. Islamophobia.
Yeah.
Is like that somehow inverted? So when you hear death to America chants, you're calling that Islamophobia? I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. That there's hate against Muslims right now?
I don't know where it is. There was the... Several months ago, the tragic story in Illinois where mm-hmm. this nut job killed a kid, and that's a horrible story. But yes. As far as widespread stuff, I kind of see it only going one direction. And it's a whole lot of people saying, death to America, death to the Jews.
They have to say that. He has to.
Yeah, the
it's
left can't
part
tell
of the
truth.
Sentence. That's what it is. Yes.
Right.
Director Ray of the FBI and I have expressed publicly we are in a heightened threat environment. And what we worry about is an increase in what we call domestic violent extremism, the radicalization of individuals already here driven to violence based on an ideology of hate.
Credible threats right now as we speak?
We have no known credible threats at this time, but we are in a heightened threat environment.
Ideology of hate.
Mm-hmm.
What's he referring to there?
Well, if he's accurate, it's the anti-Semitic stuff. Where
correct.
You really are just kind of waiting for something to really blow up.
Yes, literally. That's a lot of people's fear. When he says hate, though, usually that means something else.
Well, usually,
at least when it comes from the left.
Yeah, they're usually talking about Trump supporters.
Right. But maybe they just say hate. And it covers everything for them.
All those people with the MAGA hats on, they're storming the border.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and showing up on university campuses.
Yes,
you know,
that
talking
too.
About annihilating the Jews.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wait. No, that's not happening.
No.
No. Well, I mean, we have people in Congress that won't even condemn it.
Right.
I mean, Rashida Tlaib wouldn't condemn it, you know?
I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
All you have to say, yeah, of course I condemn that. I'm an American. Nope. No, won't do it.
Well, no, because she can't, be honest. That's one of the most honest replies you ever get. I'm not talking to Fox News. That means I'm okay with it. I just can't say that out loud, so I'll just play it this way.
Yeah.
Because I never really said it.
Well, the amount of people in the country right now that really want death to America, that's what's concerning.
Sure.
That's a big concern. Of course, a lot of attention right now on the Trump trial. No doubt about that. So you have a legal expert here, David?
Well, jury selection in Trump's hush money trial going on in Manhattan. Former federal prosecutor and ABC News host Sonny Hostin is very worried that not enough people on the jury will hate Donald Trump.
Okay, roll it.
This is a legal nerd's Super Bowl. But what I did find also interesting about my Super Bowl is that the legal teams will be checking the jurors' social media profiles to see if they can assess the truthfulness and intention of what they said during voir dire, which is their questioning. And I think that's really, really important because if you start liking Trump's and you follow Trump stuff on social media, can you be impartial? I don't really think so. And I think you get one person... that sneaks onto that jury with untoward feelings, that person can hang that jury.
How do you sneak onto a jury? You have to be called.
Well, you lie. You lie. You say, yeah, that's I hate Trump, but I can be impartial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, tell me if I'm wrong here. I've heard from a few different sources. They've already had people that lied. That said, I really don't have any feelings. Wait a second. You posted that this guy should be in jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been going through the social media posts of people who are potential jurors to make sure that they're not lying and dismissing those that have an obvious bias. And so, but again, I mean, somebody could be low-key on the jury, but it wouldn't be the first time that happened. Won't be the last. I mean, I think about Derek Chauvin's trial, where you had people lying about their sentiments towards the George Floyd death, and no one checked their social media profiles, apparently, because it wasn't that hard. When one of the jurors went public, wasn't all that hard to find out that, oh, yeah, he thought Derek Chauvin was a murderer the day the video came out.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, wait, he was at one of the protests? Wow.
Yeah, right. Impartial. He's there, too. Yep.
Yes.
Jesse Waters, because they've seated seven right now. Of the jurors,
yes,
seven are seated. One of them, and Jesse Waters pointed this out, was like he watches Fox and MSNBC. And Waters said, I don't know a person alive who watches both Fox and MSNBC.
I would say this.
I don't know anybody.
Anybody out of this business.
Right, that's what I mean.
Right, because we would watch both to see, you know, what both sides are saying.
Right.
But, you know, does a regular viewer do that? That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. But you talk about lying. Yeah, I watch them both, you know.
Right.
I'm impartial.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and of course I'm stating the obvious, but you take a step back and you are reminded, okay, a presidential candidate is off the campaign trail for as long as this takes, which I understand. That's the whole design of the thing.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Sure.
But it's crazy. And to that, the Good Morning America opened today about the Trump trial, and they gave it to Strahan.
Good morning, America. The first juror to have been selected in the criminal trial of Donald Trump.
Yeah, get to it. Here you go.
Trump on trial. Seven jurors sworn in to hear the case against the former president. What we know about the three women and four men, including a nurse, a teacher, and two lawyers, as Trump tests the patience of the judge while President Biden hits the campaign trail in a battleground state.
Yep. Biden's back out there. He gets to campaign.
Good. I love it when Biden campaigns.
I do, too. But here's the trick. If you're Good Morning America,
right?
If you're ABC, if you're Legacy Media, here's the new thing. You can't show any video of Biden. You just talk about why he was there.
Yeah.
And how it went. I think it was Mary Bruce on that.
Good morning, George. Well, President Biden is trying to seize this moment and create a real split screen, leaning into his roots here in Scranton, arguing that he and Donald Trump have very different values.
That's why I love it. The rolling of the eyes of Van Camp is so great.
I know, but we're going to tell you what he said.
Exactly.
I hate that.
Working class
joke. You've got the freaking audio and video. Use it.
Getting back to his roots. Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Course. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not going to show the fact that he can't say Scranton anymore because that happened yesterday.
I walked out the door in North Scranton, North Washington Avenue, Scranton.
How about that? He's fine. Guy's awesome.
Well, and did you see the crowd there? I mean, it was barely, it was like half empty.
But shush! Mary Bruce is doing her report, Scott.
Says that he understands the middle class in a way that Donald Trump simply never will, saying that Trump will always put the wealthy and himself first. And while the president has been careful not to comment on the details.
Yes, David.
Let him say it.
Exactly.
No, they won't.
Yes. They won't.
Yes.
They can't.
Trump's trial, he has been taking more swipes at his rival, joking about Trump's legal debt and telling supporters here last night that he would never take advantage of a woman. Now, the president is spending 3 days here in Pennsylvania this week.
Oh, I thought believe all women.
Yeah, what about Tara Reid?
Oh, she doesn't matter.
Who has contemporaneous evidence that something happened between her and Joe Biden.
Yes.
Joe Biden forced himself on her. Several decades ago.
Shush! Mary Bruce is doing her report.
This week, it is a battleground where he has spent the most time, by our count, visiting more than 30 times since taking office.
Yeah.
Michael, the president, well aware this state is a must win.
Must win. I mean, you get to know the mayors by name. You know what I mean?
You know, thanks to the mayor, Paige I was going to talk about the old mayor.
Oops! Yeah, mayor, what's
whatever.
The person?
Going to talk about the old mayor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know the one.
Paige I was going to talk about
behind closed doors, he's sharp.
Paige
I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
I'd like to see that.
By the way.
Transcript.
And I don't know if we should lean into this or not, because I don't have any proof of it. I know it was a theory, David, that people behind the scenes at ABC give Strahan some tough lines,
mm-hmm.
as then they have him transition, I think, to severe weather.
Yeah, it is a must win there, Mary. Thank you so much for that. And now we're going to turn to the severe weather outbreak in the Midwest with nearly two dozen tornadoes touching down. Rob Marciano was in Smithville, Missouri, which was hit by a twister. Good morning, Rob.
Wow. They do this to him on purpose.
Yeah, I'm not laughing at the tornado thing. No.
No.
They really gave him the town Smithville, Missouri to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And twister.
Yeah.
And twister.
Not tornado.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. Golly. Just wait for seven silver swans in the next piece of copy for him.
Got to work that in.
Jeepers. That's terrible. That's workplace harassment, I think. Anyway. Biden also told this story, David. You heard it.
Dude.
What was this? What was it even about?
So he's doing this thing in Pennsylvania and starts talking about when he was a young man in a hotel. He was naked and had shaving cream on his face. And
oh, God.
Somebody knocked on his door. Dude, this is crazy.
Yes, it is.
One day I showed up at Off-Year Convention, and I was in... I was in the motel after the local motel getting changed after the afternoon session, go back to the evening session. I'd come down with some young activists, a little older than me, but still young activists, who were involved in trying to reform the party. Mm. And I was in one of those 8x10 bathrooms, you know, they have shower, toilet, and a sink. And I got a towel on me and shaving cream.
I'm telling you right now, if you're waiting for this to go somewhere, I'm not quite sure where it goes. We're in this together right now. It's a journey. Scott, I know you're starting to nod off a little
bit. I am. I'm lost.
I'm telling you
what
now.
What a storyteller. What a weaver of a web of stories this guy's got.
One of those 8x10 bathrooms. One of those unique bathrooms that has, you know, a toilet, a sink, and a shower.
A shower. Now he's got the towel around him, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, if you're waiting for this to go somewhere,
I am.
I don't know that you should really do that.
Okay. Well,
that's all I'm saying.
I got a towel on me and shaving cream, and I hear bam, bam, bam at my door really loudly. And I wonder, what the hell is that? I thought it was this guy, Bob Cunningham, at a radio show, and a couple other guys. So I said, okay, guys. And I walked to the door and opened it up, and standing there was the former governor of the state of Delaware, Elbert N. Carville, a big guy about 6'5", talked at you like this. And the state representative who got defeated 4 years earlier, the Democratic state rep, who was retired. And one of the, from the family that had more senators appointed than any other family in American history, to the tunnels, and the former retired justice.
Oh, my God.
And the state chairman. And they said, I'm standing in a towel and shaving cream.
What?
I like how at one point the audience kind of chuckles, and I would love to ask, what did you find funny there?
It's uncomfortable laughter. You don't know what to do.
It's like the band needs to play him off like they would at the awards.
Golly. Fit as a fiddle.
Wow.
On top of his game.
Four more years.
The younger staff can't keep up. Okay, we got to get to the Google employees arrested for occupying the CEO's office. Straight ahead.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Hey, can you, excuse me.
Yeah, whatever. More on that later. Unreal. How about the Google employees? The anti-Israel people saying, hey, Google, stop doing business with Israel. We demand it. They go to the CEO's office and demand the company stop doing business or else.
Okay.
Okay, and they put it on a live stream as well. And so then you see, you know, after hours of this, a dude approaching the protesters to notify them they were being put on administrative leave, asked them to leave. Said, it's getting kind of late. I wanted to ask you, you know, to cooperate. You've been placed on admin leave, and we'd like to see if you'd just voluntarily leave because it's been a while. Could you do that for us? When he threatens to call law enforcement, employees state that they understand. Then police walk in the office and detain them all before the live stream is cut off. Said Google needs to drop its $1.2 billion contract with Israel for Project Nimbus, a cloud computing project of the Israeli government.
Get out of my office. That's what he should have said. Get out. I would have had HR there in a heartbeat. Here we go. Everybody's gone now. See ya. Bye. Here's your last paycheck. Out you go.
It's not that difficult, is it?
No, it shouldn't be. You get in the, you go into the CEO's office and demand, get
Who
out
are
of my
you?
Sight. Right.
Did you see a picture of any of these people?
No. Did you?
No, but I can
If
guess.
You have a picture in your mind?
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to tell you that that picture's totally wrong, but it's accurate.
Let me
I can read your minds.
Multicolored hair?
You've got.
I didn't see that.
No.
You've probably got, what, both extremes of the body mass index scale represented there?
That's well said.
Yeah.
Nice job, David.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, I understand in the way that some people have looked around the United States and figure they can protest anything and get away with it.
Yeah, and just do it.
But at the same time, Elon Musk takes control of Twitter, fires so many different people. And everybody's like, how is it going to operate? Well, it kept operating because a lot of these employees, it's just wasted time.
Yeah.
It's like meeting after meeting. It didn't mean anything. Like, you better be very careful. It's crazy to me.
Tolerate that for a second.
There is good news,
yeah.
At least for some of the guys in there, I would guess. There's this story that David has.
Well, the first ever Miss AI will be crowned next month.
Oh, no.
It's a new beauty pageant for digitally generated models offering up a cash prize for the weirdos who create them.
And don't know how to talk to women.
Yeah, you got a $5,000 cash prize. That's the winner. And let me see, you've also got a mentorship program opportunity worth $3,000 and PR support worth over $5,000 if you create a hot cartoon character.
I mean, Revenge of the Nerds was once a funny movie. Now it's a nightmare for mankind. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Wow. I'm
telling you, man, we're going to have 27 people left on the planet.
Pretty soon, yeah.
Yeah.
Biggest story today, David? There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. Biggest story of the day. I mean, you've got the jury selection going on in the Trump criminal trial in Manhattan. They're talking about potentially being able to start the actual trial, opening statements on Monday. So that's going on. That's out there. Of course, we're hearing from the Department of Homeland Security that, hey, you know, we are worried about a terror attack, but we're worried about homegrown terror attacks. And we have to fight both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia because the two things are showing up in equal measure.
Right, of course.
Sure.
And what country's president said they will completely destroy Israel? Nothing would remain. That answer straight up. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. The Millennial, David Van Camp, in the Dolly shirt. Nice. And in the Journey shirt, Scott Robbins.
Yeah.
He's the sexy boomer. More on Journey in a second. Nothing would remain, said Iran's president, vowing to completely destroy Israel if it launches the tiniest of invasions on us. This was predictable. A lot of people predicted it. We will come at you with everything we have. But if you retaliate, we will be the victim. And then we'll do some more saber rattling, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty much their MO.
Yeah. I can't help it. Every time you hear something like this, all I think is,
are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Right. Just more yap.
You know, it's I'm surprised often that these people didn't build children's hospitals and you know, I mean, seriously, just wreck stuff, you know? That's their gig.
Yes, very much so. But, man, it hasn't stopped what we've seen in the United States with the indoctrination of a generation to believe that these types of people are the victim.
Oh, I know, yeah.
It's pretty wild. And Israel, of course, has said, yeah, we're going to retaliate. That's the word.
Yeah.
You know, but then it's this crazy dance that the Biden administration is trying to do right now, saying, hey, we want the ceasefire, okay? Then Iran launches this attack. See, we told you, ironclad, we're with them 100%, okay? Ceasefire again. Please vote for us in Michigan. We love you in Dearborn.
Right. No, take the W.
Right.
Yeah.
We love Muslims.
Yeah.
It's almost like Jerry Maguire.
Right.
It's embarrassing in so many ways. Okay, the First Amendment is a real challenge for who, David?
The CEO of NPR, National Public Radio, by the way. Of course, she has come under scrutiny ever since a longtime editor wrote a piece in the Free Press about the liberal bias. Not just liberal, but progressive liberals.
Yes.
Bias that exists at NPR to the point where it alienates a large percentage of the potential audience, and that's reflected in the analytics that were available to him that he shared. Now, he was suspended, they say, because, well, he didn't have permission to publish on another platform.
Right.
But he has resigned now, by the way. He announced it this morning. I'm done. I can't do this anymore because of the current leadership. He did say, I don't support calls to defund NPR, coward. But he did say, under the current leadership and direction, I'm not doing this anymore.
Before we get to the clip, I don't know if you thought this at all, just in my mind. He pretty much knew he was done when he wrote the piece.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
well, you have to, right? I mean,
because he knew that the other staff there would hate you for doing it.
Sure.
I mean, still, tip of the cap, he told the truth, at least to an extent. A lot of us already knew this, But I think there are some people that were still trying to believe somehow, some way that NPR was trying to just call balls and strikes. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine, but I think there are some people that wanted to try to believe that.
Yeah.
But he blew that out of the water for them. And then the far left progressives, yeah, he'll be an enemy to them. But a lot of people are starting to predict this new CEO is going to be out within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Could be, yeah. And so her name is Catherine Marr. She is a far-left liberal nut. I mean, absolute kook. I mean, she's talking about how she had a meat-free Thanksgiving, and she was able to wrangle her two racist uncles and then said, well, they weren't really racist. I made it up, but it was a placeholder or whatever. She's a nut.
Well, she's suffering from whiteness.
Well, that's
just
what she says.
She'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some folks are digging up old tweets and other statements that she's made to demonstrate how crazy she is. Chris Rufo found this old interview she did with the Atlantic Council talking about fighting misinformation.
Okay, roll it.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy around it.
Yeah. So again, Facebook and Twitter, well, the old Twitter, should enjoy unlimited First Amendment protections when it comes to censoring people's speech. But the average person, if we don't like your speech, well, we're going to get rid of that. We should be able to get rid of that.
Right.
And we'll use the term misinformation.
You know, one thing I think of when I think of this woman and all the tweets and her talking about her whiteness and all that is...
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think of.
That mania is unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
That clip from Jennifer Lewis, one of the actors from the show Blackish.
Yeah, totally sane.
Yeah, talking about Trump is what she was saying, like the threat of Donald Trump, you know, because he's going to have generals if he's president again, if you remember this.
Oh, I forgot
this
about the generals, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's going to, you know, take a hammer
to the Constitution
and rip it up in people's faces, and he's going to, what, punish people that didn't vote for him?
Right.
That whole rant to which Andres, our producer, put to music and then did a country remix of it, which is, that's 40 seconds.
Favorite. Yeah.
Okay, here's the challenge. Got to go through this without laughing.
Oh, I don't know.
Who's going to break first?
Hmm.
Roll it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't do it.
Robbins is already out.
As soon as he takes the oath,
I'm in trouble.
He will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol.
He's crazy.
He will take a hammer.
I won't.
And break the glass of the Constitution.
I'm out.
And he will tear it up in our faces.
If you insist, I'll do it.
And say, now, I'm the king of the f***ing world.
Oh, shut up. I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
You know what that looks like?
See,
that line is funny.
Worse than I am.
That mania is unstoppable.
I love you, too.
This mother f*** is Hitler.
That's the coolest thing that's happened to me in 6 months.
No one can make it. If there was one winner, it'd be Van Camp. He lasted the longest.
Yeah.
I give him that.
I can't. When I hear Trump weigh in, I immediately start laughing.
It's just the best.
Because she's so nuts.
Oh, yeah. All right. That time of the show. Got to go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Start with David today. What's your story?
Well, Jacksonville, Florida. A police officer there shot a suspect who had a knife late last month. The sheriff's office just released the footage, though. So the cops get called to the area because there's this dude who has a lengthy rap sheet. He has a knife, and he was reportedly stabbing himself and just acting erratically out there. Well, cops roll up. They see him pacing around the intersection. He's got a knife. So one of them draws his weapon and says, hey, get down, drop the knife, multiple times. Guy doesn't drop the knife, doesn't get down. Looks like he's about to start making a move, and then so that cop shot him 3 times. Now, he lived. He is in critical condition, but he's expected to survive, which is why I don't feel all that terrible in laughing at how the cop reacted after he just gave him a dose of lead. And here is the audio from the body cam footage.
Okay.
Put it down. Oh, great.
The guy just says, huh, great.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of paperwork.
Yeah. Well, what else is he supposed to do in that situation?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
I know. That's just it.
Take a beating?
All right, Scott, for what's your story, what do you got today?
I want to look at Representative Maxwell Frost. Now, if you remember Lincoln Riley, remember the Lincoln Riley story, and then Joe wouldn't say her name for the longest time, and then he tried to say something at the State of the Union. He ended up botching that, too. He used the word alien and not undocumented. He got himself into a lot of trouble, so he had to backpedal.
Yeah.
Real quick, he said, hey, it's undocumented. These people built this country, and I'm not going to treat them with disrespect. So fast forward a little bit. Libs of TikTok had a story about a 16-year-old student who was suspended for 3 days for using the term illegal alien in an English assignment. 16 years old, suspended 3 days, used the term illegal alien. And now we get to Maxwell Frost. He posted that his blood was boiling before a colleague because he kept using the word. He said, I'm sitting in a bigoted hearing where one of my colleagues is consistently referring to immigrants as aliens. Disgusting! My blood is curdling! You know, dude, getting mad about a correct legal term is no way to go through life.
I don't understand.
What are we supposed
That's
to say?
That's an actor. That's just an actor.
Yeah, but this guy's a U.S. representative. And this is the type of nonsense. You can't say that word. It's
all right. From your news background, David, what year was it that okay? We can't use this word anymore.
I think it actually predates me getting into media. I think I was in high school the first time I ever heard illegal immigrant. So it was illegal alien, and I'd heard that term my entire life, illegal alien, because that's what they are. That's the term under U.S. law.
Yeah. Wait a second. Didn't you like graduate in 05 somewhere in there?
Yeah.
The Democratic position also recognized you got 11 million illegal aliens.
Yeah, there. See? There. What? That's Joe Biden when he can
That's
speak.
2006.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
I mean, this
stuff makes me nuts. My blood was boiling.
Oh, get over yourself, please. It sounds like that goof Booker. Tears of rage.
Right. Tears of rage. Where's he been lately?
Pretty quiet.
Yeah.
My story for today, you just wonder. I know mistakes happen all over the place, okay? We make them all the time. But this is a bit of a head-scratcher, at least see what you think. Pepsi recalling more than 230 cases of Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale. You know why?
No.
Chock full of sugar.
Oh, well, hell now.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a mix-up. Product canned as zero sugar contained full sugar. So,
holy cow.
They were shipped to Maryland, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. As I said, it's more than just an unexpected sugar high for some people. That can be dangerous.
Yeah, like diabetics.
Yeah, some people have medical conditions that make these products dangerous to drink.
Yep.
So they're keeping an eye out to see, okay, did anybody get these? And not know, I mean, you're tasting it, you're like, man, this is the best sugar I've ever had in my life.
Right.
Man, whatever they're doing now, I'm all for it. Thumbs up.
They're actually
nope.
They're actually just telling people that they're not charging for the sugar. Sugar free.
See, David, that you should have been a lawyer.
Try to figure that one out.
That defense would work, yeah.
How does that happen? Just wrong button?
I don't know.
Yeah, wrong label probably.
Something.
Dang, man. But it can be very dangerous, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you hit the wrong button here. We all laugh, Scott. I mean, this could kill people.
Well, yeah.
It's just one of them things.
Yeah, I'm going to try to avoid that.
Yeah, I'll do it. Lean into it. Let's have some fun.
Hit the wrong button again?
5 minutes. He heard this. He's going to. You just did it. Throw his wife to the wolves. Hilarious fact.
P
pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Mark the Dan Cave and Robin Show talked about it. It's simple math. When you spend less money on running your business, you get to keep more. That's a good thing.
That's hard to do right now because everything is so expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
You can reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
Yeah, with NetSuite, you can reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
So you improve efficiency, you bring all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so you do the math, see how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Yeah, by popular demand, too, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR. Okay, so we have a person ready to throw his wife to the wolves.
Bob Menendez, Democrat senator from New Jersey. You know, he's the guy who's under multiple indictments for bribery, using his position as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And so he's, you know, of course, they're working on moving towards a trial. There is a filing that was made in March, but it was under wraps because Menendez's defense team said they didn't want to bias the jury pool and interfere with this. So we'll, you know, we'll put this out once we, or you can make it public once there's a trial date. He's set to go to trial May 6th. Now, the document apparently suggests that his wife withheld information from him or otherwise led him to believe that nothing unlawful was taking place. You see, it was the wife's fault.
Dang.
That I was taking bribes.
Yeah, the dog wouldn't fly, so you got to go with the wife's fault now. Holy cow, man.
Yeah.
So you think that was the whole strategy the lawyers brought her in? Say, listen, we got to find a way out of here. You're going to have to take the fall on this.
You have to do time.
Well, not only that, but you wanted all this jewelry. You wanted all this.
Yeah. I was fine with the old Mercedes. You're the one who wanted the new Mercedes after you hit somebody and killed somebody.
Gosh dang.
Now, the gold bars, now, I admit that was on me.
Yeah.
I wanted those. No doubt about it. Did you happen to see this? And I'm bringing it up, Scott, because you have a Journey t-shirt on because you saw him live in concert.
Saw him last night, yep.
Great show.
Yeah, it was a great time. Really, really fun, yeah.
Journey's Greatest Hits, this is in the news today, has become the third album to hit 800 weeks on the Billboard 200.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Yeah, that's something.
Can anyone name the other two?
Albums?
Yes.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Correct.
Eagles.
No.
Really?
Nope.
Hmm.
Bob Marley's Legend.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a greatest hits package, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like going through the generations.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And Dark Side of the Moon still has the record, 989 weeks. Marley, 830. Journey now greatest hits, 800. Fourth, Metallica, the Black Album.
Black Album.
747. And then CCR.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, they played all the hits last night on that album.
Yeah, I talked to a few friends that went, said it was an absolute great time.
Good time, yeah.
It's cool. Tickets are pricey.
Yeah, they are.
Now, wow. Yeah. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Alejandro Mayorkas said he's never minimized the border crisis. Never.
Yeah, he's been impeached.
He just keeps talking, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's been impeached. The articles of impeachment delivered to the Senate yesterday. He was testifying as well. He says he's always been upfront about the border crisis.
Oh.
I have never minimized the challenge that the southern border presents. I didn't minimize it when I served as a federal prosecutor for 12 years from 1989 through 2001.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, the Daily Caller put together a fun little retrospective on this, complete with a little musical soundtrack.
Oh, really? I went and found a bunch of clips, too.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We heard the sheriff say it, the governor say it, and the migrants I spoke to say it. They are coming across because they believe they will be welcomed under the Biden administration.
The border is closed. The border is secure. I want to be very clear. Our borders are not open.
My Republican colleagues claim that the border is open. Is the border open, Mr. Secretary?
No, it is not.
Do you believe that right now there's a crisis at the border?
I think that the answer is no.
Right.
Never minimized it. Never.
Never.
No. Hope he ends up in jail. Probably won't happen, but you can always hope.
No. He'll leave this gig and get some sort of, you know, speaker's fees and all kinds of nonsense. Or either that or start to work for MSNBC. Or
he's going to go run NPR.
David, good call.
It would fit. You know, the border's closed except for children. That was one of the first things we heard from that. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Our message has been straightforward and simple, and it's true. The border is closed. We are expelling families. We are expelling single adults. And we've made a decision that we will not expel young, vulnerable children. I think we are executing on our plans. And quite frankly, when we are finished doing so, the American public will look back on this and say we secured our border and we upheld our values and our principles as a nation.
It's just comical.
It is.
You know? You are a bull. Liar.
Yeah.
Yes. Truer words never spoken, Dr. Phil. I mean, we could go on for a long time. Ron Johnson, he would always ask, bring this in
right. When
we're going to have the meeting.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't, you know.
Do you honestly believe that our borders are closed?
Senator, I do. I do. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that goes on for like, you know, 5 minutes. Crying out loud.
The border is secure. The border, we are working to make the border more secure.
If it's secure, why do you need to make it more secure?
Yeah, well, if your seatbelt is securely fastened, then you don't need to tighten it because then you're just going to hurt yourself.
You would think.
It's got to be the only job, too, where you get up and go, we're working on it for the last 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, it's just
it's never
design.
Done. I mean, there's not anything completed. There's no expectation. We're working on it.
Right.
Okay.
It's like hiring security at, say, a Walgreens. Say, all right, we can't allow stealing.
Right.
But yet the guy in charge just watches people walk out with stuff.
Yeah.
We're not letting anyone steal. We're not. We're making sure that theft is not happening here at Walgreens. No, we see it. You're not doing anything.
I clearly said, hey, you stop.
So the situation at the border, you're saying, is not a disaster.
That is correct.
Nope. No.
Well, what would you call it then?
I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it'd be like, do you have any info on the people that have been deported?
Right.
I can get that information.
How many of those 6 million are still in the country? Senator, I can get you that information.
You were supposed to have it when you come to the meeting. Anywhere else, you'd be fired, you freaking hack.
Well, he doesn't want to answer it.
Despicable person.
Yeah.
All right.
He knows.
Not even worth getting that angry about. Just got to have change. It's all, I mean, they're doing everything to wreck the country that they can in a certain amount of time. But just got to be stopped. Meanwhile, did you see where all these different Democrats would refuse to condemn the people screaming, death to America, death to Israel? Did you happen to see this? I think it was Hillary Vaughn from Fox. She went to Ayanna Pressley first, and then it was AOC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll stop after the AOC, and then I think it's Katie Porter. But this is funny.
Israel protesters blocking the Brooklyn Bridge were burning the American flag and chanting death to America. Do you support that type of protest?
Nothing. They won't answer. None of them do. It's pretty simple, right? Yeah, of course we condemn that. They won't do it.
Burning the American flag and chanting death to America? Does it sound like this is pro-Palestinian or anti-American if they're burning American flags and chanting death to America?
I'm not privy to I haven't seen these reports. I'd have to check for them myself.
That's astounding, isn't it?
Right. You're from there. I know New York's a big city, but, I mean, no one texted you about it? Oh, my gosh, they shut down the Brooklyn Bridge again.
Yeah, I guess she's just not privy to that information.
Hmm.
You don't have a news feed on your stupid phone?
I'm not privy to I haven't seen these reports. I'd have to check for them myself.
Oh, boy, okay.
So, anti-Israel protesters blocking the Brooklyn Bridge burned the American flag and chanted death to America. Do you condemn this type of rhetoric?
We've got to get her on to her next event here.
Are you okay with people burning the...
So this is Katie Porter.
Yeah.
From California. And then she's got her handler, this dude, trying to say, we've got to get her to the next event, which I guess makes her mute. I don't know.
If you'd like to follow up with us,
we could do that.
Yeah, you can ignore me again.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay with people chanting death to America?
Gotta head in.
Congresswoman Porter, are you okay with people chanting death to America?
Nothing. Won't answer it.
Is it okay? Do you not have a problem with it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. What was the latest with Katie Porter? Is she about out of a job?
Yeah. Yeah, because she tried to run for the Senate in California,
right,
and lost. I would be careful around her right now because she is liable to whip some piping hot mashed potatoes in your face. She did it to her husband.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. He got spuds to the face.
Mm-hmm.
Spuds McFacey.
Looks of it, she doesn't look like the type that would want to waste any food.
No, that's what she was probably mad about.
Just because of the environmentalist, right. you don't want to waste anything. Yeah. I didn't mean anything else by that. You know that.
They were his potatoes he didn't finish. Chuck them at him.
Something else, a piece of audio here. Did you hear former AG Bill Barr speaking yesterday about the fentanyl crisis?
No.
You know, man, and if you look at raw numbers, you can see how devastating it is. But when someone uses other stats, it sort of blows your mind. Just see if this had the effect on you that it had on me, as Barr was talking about China and fentanyl. And, you know, China's our enemy, you know?
Mm-hmm. To put this in perspective, the bloodiest year of World War II, we lost 106,000 troops killed in action. So we are now sustaining year in and year out a casualty rate from drug overdoses that exceed the death toll we suffered in waging a world war.
I've never heard it put like
that.
Wow,
I haven't either.
That's perspective, isn't it?
Yep.
And of course, China's doing this on purpose.
The families here today who have lost loved ones remind us that behind these numbers is the wrenching reality of immense human suffering.
And he goes on from there. I mean, it's sad. You know, we've talked about this so many different times. China's money has infiltrated the United States in ways we can't imagine. And certainly with people in Congress and the way they vote. And Barr was calling that out.
The committee's work has uncovered persuasive evidence that the PRC and the CCP are not just bystanders. They are prime movers. They are knee-deep in actively sponsoring, encouraging, and facilitating the production and export of fentanyl and fentanyl precursors for distribution in the United States. The committee's report issued today canvasses this eye-opening evidence, but let me just cite some of the facts that I find most convincing. First,
I mean, this gets deep in the weeds. I don't know if you want to go deep in the weeds with it. We don't need to. The takeaway is that we've just allowed this to happen. And certainly by not securing the border, it's made the problem that much worse. You know, our elected leaders are letting us down as an entire country. Not like I need to remind you of that,
well,
but it's just more evidence.
You know why they're doing it. I mean, they need those people to vote, all of them.
Oh, well, forever. When it comes. Yes.
So, well, if there's casualties along the way, oh, well.
You also have corporations that want cheap labor.
Well, yeah.
Both sides. That's not just Democrats.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, come on, man. People are dying by the hundreds.
Dude.
And they pretend that nothing's happening here.
In my darker moments, I tend to think that's actually on purpose. Because
the death thing?
Yes. I mean, and why you have, you know, free injection sites and all that kind of, everything that has happened that encourages illicit drug use like this, because drug addicts are expensive. Many times they go to jail, that's expensive. If they wind up in the hospital, don't have insurance, that's expensive. Well, if they wind up having enough money to get treatment, then, well, somebody makes a buck, so that's good. But if you then supply these addicts with something that can very easily kill them in a second, then, you know, hey, that's less strain on the both jail and healthcare systems.
Dang. All of a sudden, Rob's like, gosh dang.
Well, dude,
I don't like it when you go like that.
But I'm not saying I disagree with you, David, at all. I'm just saying, wow, the picture you just painted was boof.
This is one of the reasons why in Canada, the whole medical assistance and dying thing, human euthanasia, is so crazy because they're, you know, getting to the point where they are actively encouraging some people to kill themselves.
Yeah.
And part of the reason is because their healthcare system is collapsing.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, real quick then, we don't have time for it right now. We got to move on to other stuff. We'll get to it later because right now in L.A., the mayor, Karen Bass, saying, hey, rich people, buy homes for the homeless.
I saw that.
Holy and the cow. Drug addicts.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You do. Buy them.
Somebody needs to tell her, just flood it with fentanyl. Kill them.
Philanthropic.
Oh,
yes.
It's crazy, man. I mean, if you love someone that's a drug addict, would you feed them drugs?
No.
You got to help them get off addiction. Oh, my gosh. It's just common sense, man. All right. What is the space junk story, David?
Man. Guy in Florida wants to know who's going to pay to repair his roof after metal from the International Space Station crashed into his house. Apparently, it was debris from a cargo pallet that was released in 2021. The junk was supposed to burn up in the atmosphere. It didn't. And so this 1.6-pound, 4-inch-long piece of metal eventually wound up flying down, punching a hole in Alejandro Otero's roof. And the floor, by the way, it went straight through the house.
Oh, man.
Down into the crawl space. Alejandro Otero talked to local TV station Wink News about it.
Okay.
It was a tremendous sound, and it almost hit my son. He was two rooms over. I was shaken. I was completely in disbelief. What are the chances to something of something landing on my house with such force to cause so much damage. And you know, totally, you know, I'm super grateful that nobody got hurt. I mean, this lands on anybody or any structure will completely destroy it. We got super lucky.
Holy wow. Smokes. And they laughed at Trump's Space Force.
Right?
Got to clean it up, folks. Got to clean it up.
Yeah.
Speaking of Trump, we got to get to our no BS election update. That and much more straight ahead right here.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/refresh. That's harrys.com/refresh. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Big Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It is time for our update.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research.
Yep. Biden out on the trail yesterday. Really effective.
Yeah.
Well, not so much. He had some problems. He has problems saying Scranton, even though he wants to be just hardworking Scranton Joe.
Well, I walked out the door North Washington Avenue in Scranton.
He's fine.
Totally fine.
It's his hometown, man.
Dibby was trying to read it. That makes it more difficult.
He doesn't do words so well.
No.
No.
He reads everything, though.
Well,
I think he would have pre-read that, maybe. Or at least when the word Scranton came up, he would hit that one okay.
Yeah, that's true. You would have guessed that.
Did you hear him trying to talk about how bad the economy was under Donald Trump?
I missed that
part. No, I haven't heard.
Their livelihoods. On Trump's watch, in the 4 years he was president, we lost nearly 3 million jobs were lost.
Yes, we lost nearly 3 million jobs were lost on Trump's watch. Not only is it a lie, that's not English.
No.
Trump is watch.
And it was because of monkeypox. I mean, COVID. You know the thing. Whatever it might be. Like my friend, the mayor here. I just forgot his name again.
Excuse me. I was going to talk about the old mayor.
Yeah, of course. Meanwhile, so Trump can't go out and campaign because he's got the trial going on. But when the trial is over, he goes out amongst the people, goes to the bodega. You know what they were chanting? It wasn't death to America. It was Trump, four more years. It was hilarious.
That's good.
You know, talking to people, oh, yeah, we love Trump. You're not going to see that legacy media at all. It's a completely different story there.
That dude needs to just start, like, throwing corn nuts to people from the corner store.
He probably would.
Here you go. Hey, here you go.
No, I think in some ways that part is effective. And again, I just keep remembering constantly, even though we monitor what legacy media is doing and MSNBC, all of that stuff, the trust in media is at an all-time low. And there are so many people that just completely see through it.
Well,
so,
yeah.
I think that's
not even really
why
that hard.
The averages are still in Trump's favor right now.
Yeah.
And who would have guessed that, you know, just a couple of years ago? So that's where we are for now. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. And biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day is, I mean, there are a few different things. One, we're being told that domestic extremism is our number one concern as we have a wide open border. That's awesome. Yeah, cool. Yeah, great. Oh, by the way, anti-Semitism and Islamophobia equally on the rise. They're not.
Wow.
And the whistleblower from Boeing, engineer who is now saying that Boeing planes are not safe, is testifying today in the Senate. And I have an update on that if you want to hear some of what he had to say.
Oh, definitely want to hear that.
Definitely, yeah.
Also want to hear about Biden repeating another hoax.
Oh, God.
Get to it all straight ahead right here. Van Camp and Robin show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, remember the news came out last week that there was a Boeing engineer who was blowing the whistle on some problems with the 777 and the 787 airplanes, basically saying it's only a matter of time. Within a few years, these things are going to be falling out of the sky. And so he's testifying now. His name is Sam Salempour. He's testifying in front of the Senate today, and he kind of light on specifics. I don't know if that's just legal protection, like he can't really get into total design theory and concepts at Boeing. But
okay.
So, again, I don't totally know what to make of this because it's one guy saying this. That being said, we have seen doors falling off the damn airplanes.
Right.
And a wing
part of the wing coming off.
Yeah, can we at least have the expectation that doors won't fall off? Can I at least assume that when I get on a plane?
The fuel leaking.
So here's part of what he said under testimony. The questioner is Josh Hawley. There you go.
Oh, got it.
Senator Josh Hawley is asking the questions here.
You know, it's like an earthquake. You know, the big earthquake is coming, but when that hits, the building that, you know, let's say if you're talking of a building, have to be prepared to accommodate that type of a, let's say, shakeup. You know, it has to be built properly. Right now, from what I've seen, the airplanes are not being built per spec and per requirement.
So your testimony is the 787 line and the 777, the 777 line,
they are doing stuff that increases the risk factors. Okay, when you increase the risk factors, you know, it's not just one. You are doing stress concentrations, that those stress concentrations, like, you know, breaking a paper clip, you know, you do it once or twice, it doesn't break, but it breaks at some time. As the plane gets older, you know, all of these things that, you know, you took, you know, you said it's not a safety issue, it becomes a safety issue.
And the company's response to you was to threaten you?
Threaten you, sideline you.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the other Boeing whistleblower that happened to just commit suicide. Ended up dead. Which, by the way, those close to him don't think for 1 second that was suicide. If you remember that story.
Yeah, I do. Was he in a hotel parking lot or something?
Yeah, he was going to testify for the second day.
Right.
Yeah, never got a chance.
Gosh, dang.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Okay. Well, thank you for that update. Keeping an eye on that. Joe Biden repeated a hoax again? Which hoax?
Yeah, he repeated the lie that Donald Trump is saying that it was confirmed that Donald Trump called American soldiers killed overseas were suckers and losers.
You know what? And I believe in my head, and I know this gets into mind reading, that he knows it's a hoax.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because it seems like when he usually says this, he says he actually said it. He did say it.
They're selling it again. Yeah.
Like, if it was known fact, you wouldn't have to sell it that hard. It was like, remember when he did this?
Right.
It's like the fine people hoax, all that nonsense. So this was what, again, in Pennsylvania yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is this where he loses it? Like, it's like that faux anger?
Starts yelling, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, Robbins loves it when he does this. Okay. And here we go.
He refused as president to visit an American cemetery outside of Paris when he was president. Why? He said that those soldiers who gave their lives were, quote, was his quote, suckers and losers. Suckers and losers, he said it. Who the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is? These are heroes.
You got to try to grab onto anything that he can, I'm guessing.
And that's tough talk coming from a guy who has on multiple occasions claimed that his son, Bo, was killed in Iraq. Including during a phone call with Gold Star parents. I know how you feel. My son, Bo, died in Iraq.
Oh, yeah. Remember, the one mom is like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
She said that. It's not even true. Yeah, he had a heck of a day yesterday. I mean, with the mayor.
Paige,
can't remember.
I just
again, and this is somebody's grandpa. You don't make issue out of it. This is not a good person by any stretch of the imagination. So playing this role, he identifies with the working class.
Well, I walked out the door, North Washington Avenue, Scranton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
We could keep going on. There's other things that we got to get to.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
go up the ice cream fountain and get him some more, so he'll pipe down.
Okay, I mentioned this earlier. The LA mayor, Karen Bass. They got a homeless problem like crazy there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an idea. Hey, rich people, dig deep.
Right now, we're working to move past nightly room rentals, including by master leasing and purchasing motels and hotels and already built permanent housing. Now, we are asking the most fortunate Angelenos to participate in this effort with personal, private sector, and philanthropic funds to help us acquire more properties, lower the cost of capital, and speed up housing.
Okay.
Yeah. I there's something about this I kind of like in that, you know, you put the pressure on the elite now. Say, hey, are you going to do this? What are you going to do? Mayor's asking you to do it. They're not going to, but it would be fun to watch Barbara Streisand squirm. Or any of these elite jackasses in L.A. that are, you know.
Maybe they think this would be a great thing.
Nope.
I've read different books. We've talked about it before where people really think they're helping people by just throwing money at it.
Well, then go buy property.
Not realizing that you're making the situation worse for a lot of people that are homeless because they're addicts. They were talking about this on Fox. Lawrence Jones talked about being there. I think this is in the clip.
This is so ignorant. Los Angeles County doesn't have a problem with money for the homeless. You got, last year alone, $532 million given to the homeless. This year, they're set to give $609 million to the homeless. When I go out there and I interview the homeless, I ask them, why won't you go into the housing that's already provided for you? They go, they have rules, and you can't have the drugs, you can't bring all your crap there, you got a curfew. So we decide that we get a meal on the side of the street every single day. We get safe injection sites. They give us the needles to shoot up. Why would we go into the housing when we can do all the junk and still get meals, a cell phone, and our needles on the street?
So look at the
Of course.
That's really good, because you don't even think about that.
I do all the time.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about that.
You think
like,
about
you're enabling this. You're making their lives worse.
But if we're going to provide you this house, but you can't shoot junk in there.
Well, forget it then.
Yeah, I don't want that there then. No.
But that's only the mind of an addict.
Right.
They need help.
Or the mentally ill, which makes up probably a large majority, too.
Well, I mean, listen, when Oregon and Portland cries uncle, okay, that didn't work.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it should be a wake-up call for everybody else, you know? Okay. Other things. Australian university wants to decolonize math? What is that?
Yeah, this is ANU. There is a new program, and it's part of the decolonization movement. Hmm. And so you've got Professor Rowena Ball, who, okay, you just picture a 50 to 60-something-year-old woke white lady. You know exactly what she looks like, okay? I'm telling you. Anyway, she says, mathematics is a universal human phenomenon, and students of underrepresented and minority groups and colonized peoples are starting to be more critical about accepting unquestioningly the cultural and mainstream European-based mathematics. A lot of modern mathematics actually came out of, like, Arab culture, so it's kind of odd that she's European-washing Arabs, but all right. Professor Ball leads a research and teaching initiative called Mathematics Without Borders. Mathematics has been gatekept by the West and defined to exclude entire cultures.
Gatekept.
Yeah.
Almost all mathematics that students have ever come across is European-based. We would like to enrich the discipline through the inclusion of cross-cultural mathematics. Indigenous and First Nations peoples around the world are standing up and saying our knowledge is just as good as anybody else's. Why can't we teach it to our children in our schools and in our own way? And this is happening in New Zealand, North and South America, Africa, also in a great movement in India to revive traditional Indian mathematics. There's a lot of gatekeeping going on, Professor Ball says.
Of course.
One effect of colonization of the curriculum is defensive protection of what is thought to be exclusively European and British provenance of mathematics.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
No, it's a miserable, older, white, liberal woman who wants to make everybody else miserable. You probably got one in your life. What? We've already given her enough time.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
All I'm saying is the Maori have never landed a man on the moon. Okay? That's it.
You know who else has got a war on math right now? At least what I'm thinking. Hear me out on this. Well, it was part of Good Morning America today. I don't know if you happen to catch this.
Show her the money.
Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa. Angel Reese.
The whole draft.
Cameron
thing.
Brink, Stanford.
Okay.
The rookie salary reality check, sparking reaction from fans.
She's going to make millions for the WNBA. She's getting $76,000 next year.
Now, will the new WNBA class spark change?
Because people are out of their minds. They find out Caitlin Clark brings all these viewers. Her first year, she's going to make $76,000? That's insane. So over 4 years, she'll make $338,000. That doesn't count endorsements.
Well, no, it'll be well over. It'll be millions in endorsements.
Yeah. Wembanyama, number one pick of the Spurs.
Yeah, Wemby.
Yeah, $55 million. His first 4 years. Not fair.
It's supply and demand, man. It's the way economy works.
Well, listen, man. Here's what's going through my mind. And I mean, we've got different bets on this and stuff. And I have seen different reports where they're going to be selling out places to go watch Caitlin Clark play.
It may be.
Which would be really cool.
Yeah.
And so who knows what it will be like in 3 or 4 years from now.
Oh,
but as far as the current economics.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make any sense. It's not like it's a starter league. It's been around for how many years now? 16?
No, it's like 27.
Is it that long? Okay.
Yes.
But I mean, there's just been no interest.
Dude, I looked this up just to see. Okay. Because last year for the finals in the NBA.
Yeah.
And people have said, you know what? It's the Heat and the Nuggets. It's not going to do very well. Right?
No.
And I think, you know, roughly, we're talking like 12 million. Somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Okay, I looked up WNBA. The finals. They set a record. This was a record last year. Closest two wins. Guess how many viewers? Average. For the WNBA finals.
I'd guess a million.
I'll say 1.5 million.
I want to make sure I got this right. No, 600,000.
Brian Stelter said that's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess if you're on CNN, you're like, hey, right.
that's good.
That's respectable.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and maybe it changes over time if you have players that are interesting to watch, and that's where it goes. Nobody's saying, oh, we want to pay, or they should be making less because they're women folk. Nobody's saying that. But, I mean, just a different perspective here to take, you know, TV out of it. The Las Vegas Aces, WNBA team, registered the highest average attendance in 2023 of the entire league. Yes. Highest average attendance was 9,500.
Yeah, the average for all of them is 6,000, right?
Yeah, for all of them, yeah, it's about 6,500. And NBA is 18,000.
18 million.
18,000 daily game attendance.
No, it's 18 million people. I'm just kidding, man. I'm messing with you. No, that's just it. It's economics, dude.
Of course it is.
Here's the other thing that we're looking this up. This was hilarious. This is an AP story. When the WNBA had their record, okay, of viewers. WNBA holding its own against NFL, MLB with finals broadcast during busy sports calendar, setting a record. And again, you're looking between 600,000 and 700,000 people. The money is not there right now, but eyeballs could come to it. You know, people are like, okay, I'm interested now. I want to see it. It's almost like when the PGA Tour exploded because of Tiger Woods, and you had all these guys saying, I thank God every day for Tiger Woods, because you know what it meant to my bank account just being on tour? Yeah. He brought money to all of us. It could be that sort of thing, but it just hasn't happened yet. It's not going to stop the whining. Know that. All right, there's much more to get to, including inflation during prom season. Some horror stories straight ahead.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding,
bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Playoff time. Basketball, hockey. Of course, baseball season's here. It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, get in on the playoffs action. Win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during the postseason and everything in between. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey, even esports, if that's your thing.
Yeah, Prize Picks, by the way, even offers the insurance, the injury insurance policy here, so that your entries will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, like you had a player who exits the game sometime in the first half and does not return in the second half, well, Prize Picks will have your back and will not count that against you as a loss.
Well, that's great for you, Scott, because you know how many times through the years I've had to hear you say, oh, come on! He's out! They're sending him down! Yeah, he's hurt! Play hurt!
I know.
One of those things. And it's easy to make your picks. David gets it done in about 60 seconds.
Yeah, they offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. Download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There was one other stat. You know, we were talking about people upset of what WNBA players make.
Yeah.
Okay, this does kind of stick out that there are three NBA mascots that will make more than Caitlin Clark in her first year.
God.
The Denver Nuggets' Rocky the Mountain Lion.
Yeah.
He makes $625,000 a year.
Dang.
Benny the Bull.
Yeah.
Chicago Bulls.
I knew him.
$400,000.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Uh-huh.
Admit, I did watch more Final Four with the women's than the men's this year. The
difference is those mascots can dunk.
Oh! And with a jab to the gut, Van Camp.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Keeping an eye on the Mayorkas impeachment trial. Begin in Senate. It's not going to go anywhere.
No.
We already know all that, but still we'll keep an eye on that. You have a news update, David.
I do, I guess. I find it very, very funny. So Catherine Marr, she's the CEO of National Public Radio. She's a far-left loon. Now, in a previous life, she ran the Wikimedia Foundation, which helps to administer Wikipedia. And This gives you quite the insight into her worldview. And I don't know if you've been following or paying attention. There have been a lot of criticisms of Wikipedia since so many people use it as a resource to learn things. And there have been, over the years, sort of a slow drip of more of a left-wing bent to the framing of many articles online. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a criticism there. And it's not as prevalent as something like what is happening at NPR. But
not even close.
But it is there, and that's been noticed before. And this may give you some insight as to why. She's doing a TED Talk and explaining that, you know, maybe we don't need to be as focused on the truth. We need to focus on our truth.
No. Gosh dang it. I'm so tired of this crap.
Yep.
Oh. Perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start.
Well, if truth is not
a good spot,
if truth is not on your side, I guess.
Yeah, just jump off on the lie.
Yeah.
In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
Oh,
now,
goodness gracious.
That is not to say that the truth doesn't exist. Part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you and probably for the person sitting next to you. But this may not be the same truth. So we all have different truths.
What an insufferable, just, can you imagine sitting with her at dinner?
Oh, I think the truth is she's a repellent to any masculine dude.
Oh.
Ugh.
Dude.
I think I've just figured something out, though.
This is the same liberal nonsense you hear all the time.
It's filled the room up with words.
Oh, yeah.
Just, ugh.
What is it, David?
I think I've figured it out. Kamala Harris's speechwriters use ChatGPT to say, write a sentence in the style of Catherine Marr.
Yes.
Because you know how artificial intelligence, you know, it doesn't quite get things right. It can get close, but it doesn't quite get things right as of now.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time Kamala Harris speaks, it does sound like a not quite right version of what we just heard.
I agree. 100%. Yes. 100%. Yes. It's just these words that just ooze out of their cake holes and just wrap their way around the street and come back at you. And it's like, what did they just say?
For example, you write into ChatGPT a prompt that says, hey, write a speech about abortion and freedom in America in the style of Catherine Marr. And it might come out something like,
this fight is about freedom. This fight is about freedom. And the freedom that is fundamental to the promise of America. The promise of America is a promise of freedom.
I think I just figured it out.
Man.
You know, I did this already with a Kamala Harris speech with ChatGPT.
You did?
Yeah, we did it on the air.
I don't remember this one.
I'll have to bring it back up.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, really well done. And now I'm looking for it right now. I can't find it. It's expensive. There's got to be more to this. I'll find it. Hopefully by the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was hilarious, though,
the way it put it together.
Yeah, the whole NPR Kamala Harris thing, that works well because it's true.
Yes, very much so.
Just wordy, salady nonsense.
My truth, blah, blah, blah.
There could be many truths. Oh, God.
Yeah. Truth is, you're going to be out of a job here before too long. At least that's the prediction we'll see. Here's another exercise with just liberal nonsense. People that won't answer a question.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. You're right.
This was, well, one of Biden's favorites. He can't get his name right. Never mind that. Baccaria.
Yeah.
Health and Human Services.
Yes.
Becerra. Senator John Kennedy was talking to him yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I heard this. Yeah.
This is about abortion.
Very good.
Third trimester. Dude, this goes on and on. So I'll just clip it down so you get an idea of how this goes. Because it's a pretty clear question, but you never get the answer.
If the mother's healthy and the baby is healthy, on the day before that baby is scheduled to be born.
I certainly would support the reestablishment of Roe versus Wade.
Okay. So you think that there are restrictions that the state, federal or state, as the case may be, can place on abortion?
Senator, if you talk to any woman, she'll tell you that she uses common sense in making her decisions.
Do you
see? You're already getting frustrated, David.
Well,
and that's why I'm just paring this down, because it just goes on.
What's your personal opinion?
Right. Won't give it. And so he goes back to, well, Roe v. Wade answered this. And he goes, Roe v. Wade.
We defend
Roe
versus Wade.
Roe v. Wade has been overturned. I want your answer. Do you support restrictions by the federal or the state government on the right to an abortion in the third trimester?
And my answer is clear, that if we establish Roe versus Wade, we get back to a system that gives women protection.
Do you support restrictions?
Try again.
To the right to an abortion.
Keep going.
In the third trimester. Why are you dodging the question?
I'm telling you where I am.
Tell me, do you support restrictions in the third trimester?
I have
if
personally.
If the mother's healthy and the baby's healthy.
Yeah, and so let me try to make sure I answer this. Personally, as you mentioned, I've been quoted on a number of occasions before I became secretary. I support a woman's right to make a decision about her body.
But do you support restrictions in the third trimester? I just asked, why are you embarrassed to answer?
right. Won't answer it. Because they can't. Because if he actually answers the question, he'll be out of line with people that he needs their support.
He knows what the right answer is.
He should.
He just sure as hell isn't going to say it.
No.
He's not going to say it.
Nope.
He's just going to keep going back to that same talking point. This has got to be frustrating at some point in time. If you're these guys talking to these people, sometimes I think we waste our time doing this because...
I know.
It's just you chasing your tail around. He asked him four times the same question.
I know. Yeah. Okay, switch gears. There's something you could be really thankful about, Scott.
What's that?
You don't have to worry about the cost of prom.
Not anymore. I did have to, but not anymore.
This was a piece in the Wall Street Journal, inflation during prom season. And it goes through Jerome Powell, and not good news for a lot of people. It doesn't look like inflation's coming down. And then it talks about different people saying, as a mother of four, this is not fun right now. Because... I got, a son here, but it's still expensive.
Right.
And then I got another daughter. The daughter is even worse because of the cost of dresses. Okay. Do you think we're getting close to a point where people are just going to say, you know what? We're not going to do this anymore. We can't. We can't spend this amount of money on prom.
Well, it seems to be getting just out of control more and more and more. And I don't know, man. It's like you're 18. Do you need the limo?
Well, don't forget, this is going to be all over social media.
Yeah, so that's the difference.
I know.
But I remember, like, if you had an uncle who had a cool car, might let you take it to prom.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was going to get my brother-in-law's Trans Am.
Yeah.
But he knew how I drove.
That's right. No,
and he
sir.
Was very smart and said, no.
Not a chance there, Bo Duke.
Uh-huh. Almost laughed at me for asking.
Right.
Actually. But yes, I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're talking about the tux, the prom ticket. When it's tux rental, $250.
I just rented a tux not that long ago for an event, and it astounded me because it was $200.
Yeah. I mean, I understand we're the, back in my day.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I'm not.
But, if you don't do it that often, all of a sudden you're like, what?
I did. I got sticker shock. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. I'm renting it.
Yeah. Well, it talks about this one boy, all these costs, haircut, $50, brow trim, $30.
Sports clips will do it. That's including your cost. Yep, and your hair, too.
Brow trim.
Yeah.
I got a Caterpillar, man. I'll do that myself.
Right, exactly. I'm not, $30. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Well, if you're the guy too, do we still live in a time when the guy buys the dinner?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wondered if that had changed.
I think it depends on who it is, and sometimes couples will make this decision. Okay, we're going as friends, so we'll split cost.
Yeah.
That's in play. And now having a son that's out of high school, I can tell you the conversation that I would hear between him and his buddies about thinking about going to prom. If it wasn't like a girlfriend that had been around a while, it was a no-go because of the cost. Forget all that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was, go as friends and splitting costs, that would be a little bit different.
Do they still buy the girl flowers?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah. But sometimes it's the one that goes on the wrist. Depends on the outfit.
Yes. Yeah, the wrist one. Yeah, those are nice.
That sort of thing. Okay.
I had a blue velvet jacket, man. I looked like one of the four tops when I went.
Blue velvet? Are you serious?
A crushed velvet jacket, yes.
Do you have a picture of it?
I might somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, come on, man.
It was wild. My buddy had a red one, and I had a blue one.
Did you get your pictures taken together?
Oh, I'm sure we did. But it was crushed velvet. We went and got them at the same time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at Van Camp's face. He's astounded.
Well, I mean, I wore a hand-me-down suit for my brother, and I was a little bit bigger than my brother. So I'm like muffin topping it. Out there.
Wow.
I'm Chris Farley.
I got the exact opposite. I had a hand-me-down for my brother, but I was just like, you know, I needed to fill that thing out when I was a senior.
Not only the girthiness, but I'm also taller than my brother. So, yeah, I was waiting for the flood. I'm helping Noah build the ark, you know?
Do you have a picture of that?
Probably, but no. That will never see the light of day.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. There's a lot of other stories, man. I hope we have time for it. Did you see where Axe body spray prevents sheep from fighting?
What?
Male sheep, they sense the pheromones.
Whoa.
But if you spray them down with Axe body spray, it takes the scent out and they don't fight. It's wild. But we got to get to a news update, too, straight ahead.
Spring is here, and that means making plans for home projects, summer plans, and vacations.
Something else you can do for your family this spring? Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year.
You know, getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet.
Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents and technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price.
With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius.
Head to PolicyGenius.com and get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
That's PolicyGenius.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
All right, the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. We got a ton of stories we need to get to. And then all of a sudden, Van Camp's like, wait a second. Joe Biden had an uncle that was eaten by who?
By cannibals.
In Africa?
Yeah.
What? What are we talking about?
Okay.
I've never heard this one
before.
Like
they had him in a big pot of water and just his head was sticking out.
So he's getting on a plane. He's leaving. Someone asked him, hey, will you talk about the war memorial that you just visited briefly? What did you see? What did you hear? And he says he wanted to see where his uncle, Ambrose J. Finnegan, was memorialized. And he goes on from there.
We called him Uncle Bosey. He was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights. Over New Guinea, he had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there and they checked and found some parts of the plane and the like.
Okay. Did that really happen?
I
There are a lot of tales from Biden's past that have not checked out.
Well, that's the first. I've never heard that one.
No. You're looking it up on the fly, I take it?
Trying to look it up. I'd never heard that he might have been eaten by cannibals. He was a passenger I'm looking at findagrave.com, by the way.
Okay.
Finnegan, while a passenger on A-20G Black Sunday, was declared missing in action when it crashed at sea for unknown reasons during the war. And it didn't go over cannibal-infested territory. It crashed at sea, according to this.
Okay. All right, we're on that one. Meanwhile, earlier we were talking about how a lot of people on the left, they just say my truth and all these things that don't add up to much, or they get nonsensical. You mentioned Kamala Harris, who just said the other day about abortion.
This fight is about freedom. This fight is about freedom. And the freedom that is fundamental to the promise of America. The promise of America is a promise of freedom.
And that reminded me of going to ChatGPT and saying, can you write me an inspirational speech full of empty platitudes and include a few phrases?
Mm-hmm.
And get, you know, after you get through your welcome, as we gather here today, let us bask in the radiance of possibility and embrace the boundless potential that resides within each and every one of us.
Okay.
Today is not merely a day marked on the calendar, but rather is an opportunity, a canvas upon which we can paint the masterpiece of our lives.
Oh, boy.
In the tapestry of existence, we often find ourselves tangled in the threads of doubt, fear, and uncertainty. But I stand here before you today to remind you that you are stronger than you realize, more resilient than you could ever imagine, and destined for greatness beyond measure. Life is a journey. It goes on and on in the grand symphony of life. Each and every one of us has a part to play, a melody to sing.
That's brutal.
And this is the Scott Robbins Show.
Yeah.
I mean, the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. You know what I mean. Biggest story today, David?
I'm sorry. I'm now in a very deep research project into Uncle Bozy, that Joe Biden described as crashing in New Guinea during World War II and being eaten by cannibals.
Hmm.
But I'm very confused because according to the source that I'm looking at now, the plane that went down, the crew survived.
Oh.
That's because they were unburdened by what has been and instead propelled by the promise of what could be.
Trump called them losers and suckers.
News update next. Van Camp and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. The Sexy Boomer, Scott Robbins. Anti-Israel protesters again at a Biden appearance.
Yeah.
Of course. It's like all the time. And then Biden mentioned something about an uncle being eaten.
I've never
heard this before.
I never heard this tale before, but no. He was getting back on Air Force One, and he had visited a World War II memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And said he was paying his respects to his uncle, who may or may not have been eaten by cannibals on New Guinea.
Okay. He called him Uncle Bozy. He was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in the beginning at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there, and they checked and found parts of the plane and the like.
So the story here is, and this is according to the book, Black Sunday. This is what it is called because of the number of planes that were lost on that day. They weren't shot down. It was weather. It was like there was a storm, and the pilots had not gone through something like that before, and many, many, many aircraft crashed in the ocean. A couple of planes made it to a muddy runway, and the crew there survived, but his uncle almost certainly was not eaten by cannibals. Cannibals okay. did not have anything to do with this story.
So he just threw that in there for the heck of it then, huh?
He did the cannibals thing and then also said they were shot down. They were not shot down.
Hmm.
And then Joe got arrested because he was trying to visit Nelson Mandela.
Right.
I mean, how many lies over time, you know?
No one. Not done. No. The history books will note it.
He went to the mountains with Xi.
Yeah, it was the largest weather-related loss in aviation history.
Wow.
I mean, that's awful, but it's the lying, the nonstop. Holy cow, man.
How do you, I go down the list, I'm not going to take your time.
Yeah, when you can understand him.
Maybe the New Guinea cannibals caused the storm?
Maybe.
And his uncle is listed as lost at sea.
Uncle Bozy?
Uncle Bozy, yes. I've never heard that story from Uncle Joe. So we're learning something new altogether.
I'm trying to remember who was that put it together online. It was like another series of lies over the years with Biden. Because, of course, he got caught plagiarizing in 87 and, you know, had to come clean about all that. But then he does this whole thing about being an activist for civil rights. And so the clip goes in like 2012. Speaking to the NAACP, he claimed that he would go to Reverend Wright's church before heading out to desegregate movie theaters. And then 2 years later, he replaced Wright with Reverends Moyer and Holloway. And then in 2020, he brought Reverend Otis Herring into the story.
Mm.
And it just kept growing and growing as it went. Have you heard this one before?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
It is not an exaggeration. Were it not... for the leadership of the NAACP. For
this is 2012.
The men and women who educated me when we'd sit over in Reverend Wright's church as we were talking about desegregating the Rialto and the Queen movie theaters. Remember, Mouse, those days?
Got involved in desegregating movie theaters.
2014.
Helping, you may remember, Reverend Moyer in Delaware and Herman Holloway organized voter registration drives. Coming out of black churches on Sunday, figuring how we were going to move.
I'd go to 8 o'clock Mass, and I'd go to
2020.
Reverend Herring's church where we'd meet in order to organize and figure where we were going to go, whether we're going to desegregate the Rialto movie theater, what we were going to do.
No, I'm serious.
It rolls on. It just keeps going. And then, you know, they talk to Moyer and Holloway. They're like, I don't remember that guy ever being at my church. He just gets away with it because he doesn't have a media that holds him accountable.
Wow.
Cannibals from New Guinea destroyed those records.
Oh, it was that.
They ate them.
They were eating the paper because they were hungry.
They were starving. Put a little salt on the papers. It's tasty. Slide right down.
It's insane. All right, Robin, you ready for your three? Here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two,
it's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta, helped by his hero.
Hi, it's me, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
I'm ready.
Good day today?
Yes.
Good.
Right. Three.
Number three, Red Lobster is in trouble.
No.
Yeah, they're reportedly weighing a possible Chapter 11 bankruptcy in order to restructure what they're calling a mounting debt. The restaurant's claiming they got 649 locations nationwide, and they've sought advice from a law firm on how to shed some long-term contracts and renegotiate a chunk of their leases, according to Bloomberg Magazine. Red Lobster's funds have taken a big hit in the recent months by strenuous leases and rising labor costs, among other issues, and the cost of food and everything else that goes with it. And they're no longer able to pay their bills, so they're restructuring, and Chapter 11 seems to be imminent.
You a fan of Red Lobster, Scott?
I don't go there frequently, but when I do, I've always enjoyed myself. I don't have anything bad to say about Red Lobster.
Cheddar biscuit?
I do worry about the lobsters that are in the tank when I come in, because it's like I'm walking by and just watching these people go out right before they die, you know, so.
That make you feel bad? Does it stop you from ordering the lobster?
No, I don't eat lobster anyway, so I'm not a lobster person.
That's because you're cheap.
No, it's too much work.
Lobster?
Dang.
I get crabs being work, but.
I don't know. I'm not going to eat anything I got to crack the shell on. And
well, don't have to go deep into this. This was, sometimes things pop up on a YouTube feed.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of retro stuff out there. And it was all these 70s restaurants that went out of business. The first one was Bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
David, this is a little before your time. Mm-hmm. Number two was Ponderosa. Near and dear to my heart because I worked at a Pondo.
Yeah, you worked there.
That was my diet for
So there's no more Pondos anywhere, huh?
I think maybe 13.
Jeez.
I remember one time being in Wisconsin Dells with the family, and there was a Ponderosa there. And I'm like, for old time's sake, I wanted to go. Bunch of whiners. Never ended up going.
Oh, yeah.
I know, man. It was pretty wild to see all those. The Ground Round.
Oh, yeah. The Ground Round of Rebound. Well, yeah, that was I loved the Ground Round. Yeah.
Oh, man. It was like, wow. This was all good stuff. Anyway.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day.
Two.
Number two, El Chapo, notorious gang leader. El Chapo, he's in prison because he's a bad guy, and he can't get calls or visits.
No, and he's mad about it, too. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is claiming he cannot get a phone call or visit in his maximum security U.S. prison, where he's serving a life sentence, of course. He said, the facility stopped giving me calls, particularly with my daughters. I haven't had calls with them for 7 months. I've asked when they're going to give me a call with my daughters, and the staff here told me, and the FBI who monitors these calls didn't even answer. They just told me no. I ask that you please authorize her to visit me and bring my daughters to visit me, since my daughters can only visit me when they're on school break, since they're studying in Mexico right now. So he wants to be able to call them unfettered, and he wants them to be able to visit him. El Chapo said he's being barred from receiving any outside communication at all. He said, this is unprecedented discrimination. I'm not going to have it.
What's he going to do?
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
He can bitch and moan all he wants. That's not going to change anything.
I'm going to go ADD theater again. Did you, either one of you, seen anything about the Netflix series about jail in Arkansas where they're short on staff? So sheriff says, okay, we're going to let you roam throughout the jail. No locks on the doors. You're going to have to just sort of get along with each other. It's like this experiment that is now a Netflix series.
The honor system, like?
Well, and other officials around that area didn't know what was happening.
Oh, man.
Until they actually saw the Netflix trailer for it. They're like, this happened here? What's going on? You know, fights break out, stuff like
that. Well, yeah.
Pretty wild. I haven't seen it.
I kind of want to watch it now. Yeah.
Sounds kind of crazy.
And the countdown continues.
Yes, the Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally, one.
The cicadas are on their way.
Oh, man. Get ready. Trillions, they say, of cicadas are coming. There's two different broods all coming at the same time. One has been underground for 17 years, the other for 13, and they're both arriving at the same time. This will be a record year for cicadas. They're saying, no joke, trillions of them will be emerging. And they sound like, and they compared this to, when you get a group of them together, like a jet engine.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be fun sleeping outside your window all summer long. Gosh dang.
They're just seeking asylum.
Yeah, right.
Sorry. And there you have it.
They're bringing families with them. I mean, you know.
All right. Did you any more on this Biden thing, David? I see you looking stuff up.
I'm flummoxed that Joe Biden says his uncle Bozy was shot down in World War II and maybe eaten by cannibals. But I'm actually fascinated by the event. He did lose an uncle in World War II, and it was they called it Black Sunday because it was they lost 37 aircraft, but not to the Japanese. They lost it. They lost those aircraft to the weather.
Terrible.
And there were some survivors, people who managed to land on New Guinea, but Joe Biden's uncle was evidently not among those, but he was listed as lost at sea.
Dang.
But it was just very interesting hearing Joe Biden say that his uncle was shot down during World War II. He wasn't. And then threw in he crashed where there were cannibals, and they never found his body.
Yeah, now why would you say that if you didn't want people to think that he was eaten by the cannibals? He would, that's right? Yeah.
Well, it's all that you're left with. That's why the fascination that we all have with it. Like, right. What? Never heard this before. This sounds kind of crazy.
First president elected who had a relative eaten by cannibals. That's never happened before.
As far as you know.
That glass ceiling was broken.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to another news update. And, of course, Nimrod's in the news. A dude could get 7 years in prison. And this is over a pumpkin donut. Yeah, crazy story straight ahead.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Of course, there's a lot of reasons right now. Gold is pushing to all-time highs, David.
Well, of course, inflation is one of the top concerns right now, and it is a good hedge against it. So, I mean, when you have the cost of living up over 18%, and who knows how long this is going to last, yeah, people get a little bit nervous.
And the national debt continues to skyrocket, $34 trillion. Causing a lot of people to worry about when the whole house of cards is going to come crashing down around them.
Well, mentioned it before, too. The world sometimes feels like a powder keg. You're wondering, okay, what's going to happen next?
And that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. If you haven't diversified your savings yet, do it today. Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold.
Pretty simple, too. Just text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert your existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It's not going to cost you a penny out of pocket either.
And they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold as well.
Get started by texting MVCR to 989898. That's MVCR to 989898 to get your free info kit.
All right. News update, David Van Camp.
Joe Biden has a new nickname for himself.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant it this way, but here's what he said during a campaign stop.
I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it.
Yeah.
I'm Pittsburgh.
I'm President Pittsburgh.
I'm Pittsburgh, and because I really mean it.
I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it.
Okay.
The password is imbecile.
We're here. We're Pittsburgh. I really mean it.
Okay. Is he having any fun with the mayor today?
Excuse me. I was going to talk about the old mayor.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I don't want to choose my words. There's been a response.
Yeah. He's fine, though.
4 more years. 4 more years.
Gosh, it is pretty wild, man. No,
it is.
One quick thing before we get to Nimrod, we didn't have time for all the stories today. There was one about China. Okay. So, you know, they got the credit system there in a number of different ways. What's interesting is the Wall Street Journal has this story. People that have bad debts,
mm-hmm.
We can't ride the fast trains anymore. You got to ride the old trains.
Dang.
Well, you want to stay in a nice hotel? We know what your finances are. You can't afford that. You're not staying here. You're staying somewhere else.
Wow. Man.
And so, you know, there's outrage, and, you know, the people that live in China that have been downgraded are like, this isn't fair. It's a communist country. How do you think it's going to work? And if you don't have the money other places, you also can't stay in nice hotels or get the best transportation. It's just sort of weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, how is that supposed to go? And I guess for the people that think, well, communism's the answer, then I'd get to ride on the fast train. No, that's not how it works at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Good night. All right, now we got to get the Nimrod.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. We got a 35-year-old guy here, Antonio Rosario. He was arrested because he flew into an unhinged rage at a Dunkin' Donut in New York City a while back. Worker called 911, explained that it started when Antonio demanded 6 pumpkin donuts.
Yeah.
They only had 5 to sell him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, listen, there's nothing we can do here. He wasn't having it. And he's screaming in the workers' faces, "You're going to bleeping make the donut! Just need one more, you can do it!"
Yeah. Wow.
I said, "No, we can't." Antonio stormed out. Came back with a gun.
Oh, boy.
But thankfully, no one got hurt, anything. Cops showed up, arrested him. Yeah, he did have a loaded semi-automatic on him. He's facing up to 7 years in prison. But it's New York. I'm sure he's out eating donuts by now.
Yeah, by now. Free donuts.
Absolutely. I mean, we should want to give him donuts, right?
Yeah.
And that's Nimrod's in the News.